Well, Jason Raby is our guest today on Community Matters Times 2. That's how special today is. We had Kyle Peterson on earlier, and then Jason is here today to talk about various things that are affecting the city of Beloit and the surrounding area. And I guess let's start with a meeting that's coming up a week from tomorrow.
That's correct. Yeah, June 1st, Thursday, June 1st. We're going to be holding an informational open house on a housing rehabilitation and demolition grant that the city of Beloit is pursuing. So we did one of these about a year and a half ago, about 2015, 2016, I think is when we finished it up. And the last one, we got about $400,000 grant to, maybe split about half and half towards rehabilitation. So we rehabilitated about over a dozen homes, and then we're able to, demo some dilapidated structures or homes as well. And so it's a really nice grant. So we're pursuing that again. It's through the Kansas Department of Commerce. It's a community development block grant. And this time it'll be a little bit less. They're making the grants a little bit smaller to kind of spread them out for more communities to get. But it's still about a $350,000 chunk of money that we're going for. And so we'll be having this meeting. It's really important if you're interested, or maybe were interested in participating last time and just didn't quite, get, the money ran out before you're able to participate, or things have changed where you'd like to learn more about the program. It's open for homeowners and for landlords, June 1st at 7 o'clock at the Trail Room in the Beloit Municipal Building is where we'll have that informational meeting to talk more about the program, the qualifications, what's required of the homeowner, the landlord, and just trying to gauge interest and where some of those properties are at, and hopefully put together a really competitive application and again bring those dollars into our community hopefully next year if we're awarded that. So
is there a maximum as to like each situation?
Yeah, I believe
limit, I would imagine.
Yeah, and again, you'll probably learn the exact details. Carol Torkelson will be there. She's the master of this program. But from my recollection of the last program on the rehabilitation side, I believe it was $25,000 that you could get. And the demo side, I think that was more, again, maybe how we gauge the application. That's usually, a demo is about $5,000-$7,000. And so a lot of that is covered again with the grant. But again, there'll be a lot of those details spelled out at this meeting, because I'm sure the program's changed a little bit compared to last time. But either way, it's a great time, even if sometimes, especially for landlords, I know there's going to be some match required, but still it's a pretty good return if you have to match a little bit to get a whole lot of money to improve a property. So I hopefully get a good turnout, and that'll really help us build a competitive application. And I know it's about the third time that the city of Beloit's gone after it. We of course had the one in 15-16, and then from my understanding there was one done back about 20-25 years ago. And other communities in Mitchell County, this is just a city of Beloit thing, but I know other communities in Mitchell County have also successfully gone after these grants in years past. So it's a good thing for our region. So
absolutely. Now the Mother Nature has slowed down the street projects, and it's interesting because I hear a lot of people now complaining about all the rain. And I said, well, a month from now you'll be whining because we don't have any.
Trust me,
the faucet will turn off. It's Mother Nature's way of saying, I'm in charge, you're not. You can complain all you want, but I'm still going to do what I want to do. So it affects things, and no question, it affects you guys and what you're trying to do with the street projects.
It's kind of funny. I was talking to some guys last night, and I was like, I moved here, and it feels like Iowa still. It's rainy and cold, and it keeps coming back and forth. So it's been kind of it feels a lot like home that way, as far as all the moisture. And as soon as we opened up those streets, it seems like the rain really came down. But we obviously had the East Main project and Court Street going on. And Court Street, we're really at a point where we just get a good dry spell, like it looks like we're possibly going to get from now for the next couple of days, we should really make a lot of progress and hopefully get that closed out. We have all the, what I call the guts in the street, the sewer and the water and electricity. And for the most part, it's degraded. Of course, the rain, we got to push that around a little bit, but really we're just looking for that dry patch, and we should be able to get that knocked out. East Main, that's where we're really working to try to put some more pressure on the contractor. Obviously, they're, have jobs at other locations, and that substantial completion date's July 21st, and so we've asked them that's the date in our mind to get that open. And so they have torn out some more of that, and again, hopefully the good stretch of weather here, they'll really be able to jump on that second phase, which is also a large chunk of pouring and should really get a lot of that done. And thankfully, at this point, you know, they have the storm sewer and different things that maybe slowed them down a little bit the last time. A lot of that's already prepared. So if they get a good stretch of weather, hopefully we'll get that project caught back up and get some things completed on it. The nice part is, you know, we got the east end and the west end opened up. So, you know, up to Casey's and Topeka, that's open back up now for people to at least pass through. And, you know, right. Really for the local traffic is really what that's intended for. So able to get some of that done. But yeah, again, thanks, you know, to the patients, for all the people in those neighborhoods and the people that are affected by that traffic. It's never fun with that stuff, just like when you have your house remodeled or anything. You know, it's just it's an inconvenience, but hopefully when it's done, it'll be a great improvement, and we'll soon forget about it and get this done. So
Jason Raby is city manager of Beloit. He's with us, as he is every month, to talk about what's going on in the city of Beloit and also in the surrounding area. Memorial Day weekend is this weekend. Lots of things going on. I've got a whole rundown here from Gina Brockman, and she's got it all listed nice and clean. And so we'll mention some of those things coming up on our community calendar in the next couple of days. But I'm sure you want to welcome everybody to the area coming up this weekend. It should be a fun weekend. And I think Mother Nature, based on the forecast, it's going to be not too bad.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, obviously, this is going to be the first one I'm here for, and so I'm excited to see it. You know, every community's got their different days they do, so it's going to be fun to see Beloit, and, you know, people coming back and just the community out and about and getting to meet more people. So, but yeah, we've been, as a city, you know, it's one of those things, we're always busy getting everything tidied up, and with the rain, obviously, the grass is really growing, but we've had all hands on deck on that and taking people from different departments and getting them on weed eaters and mowing and trying to get everything, you know, up to snuff so that when people come home, they can enjoy the different parts of town, or the parks, or going to the cemetery to see loved ones, etc. So, you know, we had a few, you always have surprises with this stuff. Right now we've got a big hole in the pool deck. We had a pump or a pipe connection break for the lazy river. So, you know, testing that a couple weeks ago and found that. So we've been trying to get that fixed. So hopefully we're going to get that all buttoned up and put back together. And so those are the things that, you know, those surprises you tackle. Yes. And you open it up for the spring, and glad we found it now so that we can get that squared away. But staff's been working really hard on that for the last couple of weeks, getting that buttoned back up. So it looks like we should be ready to go, and hopefully everybody has a safe and fun weekend and seeing family and friends, and it'll be a good time. So
absolutely. Anything else to add before we let you go?
No, I think we're ready to roll. So hopefully everybody has a safe Memorial Day, and that's all we got.
Fantastic. Jason Raby, city manager. Yeah, I can say city manager now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You got that big promotion we were talking about for a long time.
Ooh, watch out.
Huge bump in pay.
Right? Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
They just changed the title administrator manager, and look out. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Jason, we thank you for your time, as always, every month, talk about things that are affecting the communities in our area in the city of Beloit, and look forward to talking again next month.
Yep, thanks, Wade.
So, Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.